WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Will there be disruption during and after Election Day? If so, Vice President Kamala Harris says her campaign is ready for anything.
If we know that he is actually manipulating the press and attempting to manipulate the consensus of the American people based on fiction instead of fact, we're prepared to respond.
Harris with ABC's Mary Bruce on the campaign trail in North Carolina. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin.
How do you like my garbage truck? This truck is in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
He donned an orange vest and got behind the wheel of a garbage truck to call more attention to Biden's comments about Trump supporters following a Trump-backed comedian's comment about Puerto Rico, both of them referring to garbage. North Carolina has launched an intercontinental ballistic missile for the first time in almost a year. It traveled for 90 minutes, the longest flight yet, before dropping into the Sea of Japan. Los Angeles Dodgers beating the Yankees in Game 5 to win the World Series last night. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
A Bucks player cited for speeding. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. Milwaukee Bucks guard Andre Jackson Jr. has been slapped with a speeding violation after crashing his BMW into another car, then into an apartment building at Yankee Hill in downtown Milwaukee over the weekend. At first, the team said it was a single car crash, but the Journal Sentinel discovered a second vehicle was involved. No injuries to the two people in that car. Jackson to pay for damages and the $138 fine. The Bucks are in Memphis to face the Grizzlies tomorrow night. NFL Packers rookie linebacker Edrin Cooper talked about his sack and forced fumble against the Jaguars' Trevor Lawrence.
I mean, it's something we work on a lot, you know, like our defense. That's what we want to do, try to get the ball. Supposed to play is turn to points, so and that's what happened. So that's just our way of thinking.
Matt LaFleur says the rookie gets better every week.
It seems to me that he's developing a better routine. I think Coop's done a better job in that regard.
The Packers host the Lions on Sunday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Star of many hit movies, Terry Garr has passed away at the age of 79. Garr starred in films like Tootsie, Young Frankenstein, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, After Hours, and Mr. Mom. Most recently, she played Phoebe Buffay's mother on Friends. Garr was a staple on the late-night talk show circuit and has always made the hosts laugh. The Oscar-nominated actress passed away after a long battle with multiple sclerosis. She was diagnosed with the disease in 2002. Speaking of Friends, Lisa Kudrow, the actress who played Phoebe Buffay on the hit sitcom, spoke of Garr's influence and abilities, saying Terry Garr was a comedic genius and was a huge influence on Kudrow, adding that she was grateful for the opportunity to work with Garr. In addition to all her acting credits and awards, Terry Garr also starred in 6 movies with Elvis Presley, including Viva Las Vegas. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with scattered showers and thundershowers today. Temperatures will be falling through the day as well. We'll drop into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. A few sprinkles, still breezy for the little ghosts and goblins. Temperatures in the low 40s for trick-or-treat time. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, Earl Ingram, co-host with me, will talk to Charles Franklin from Marquette Law School Polling, going into the numbers, plus Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political director, while listening to All Sides. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
The mayor, coming your way on 98.3 FM in the WISS studios in downtown Oshkosh, and of course on 97.9 FM WGBW in downtown Green Bay, and the Civic Media app, which is worldwide all over the place. So we got another very special guest. Boy, we've got good, nice job lining up the guests.
Oshkosh's best. Is that what how you say?
Yes, I would say Oshkosh's.
Great. Oshkosh's. Yeah. That's
and
hard
again,
to say.
We got Katie coming in right now. Kate or Katie?
Kate.
Okay. And we just want to tell you, Jim and I had a minor, not mishap, but something today on the way here. We missed the exit.
Oh,
it was
no.
Pouring rain. It was sleet. It was so dark. It was unbelievable. And we were driving and we missed the exit to Oshkosh.
Oh, no.
And we also missed the exit to Fond du Lac. And
how far did you go?
Too far.
We were 44 miles from Milwaukee.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And we said, you know what? This doesn't feel right. It was darker, you know, than dark.
And trucks were throwing up stuff like you can't believe.
Yeah, throwing off a lot of water, and it was, so we're like a cult town.
And there are cops all over.
Yeah, a lot of cops.
Good.
So it was
really good.
But we're here,
really
and we're glad
good.
We're here. We've had a great day.
Me
but
too.
Yes, it was a little bit of a mishap because we missed the exit, and then the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one. So, yeah.
So when I finally did the GPS.
26 miles.
27 miles.
Wow.
And
off course.
Yeah, I remember that exactly. 27 miles.
Yeah.
And for 27 miles, we biatched and complained about every other person for us being in that predicament.
Right.
And none towards us whatsoever.
We were just late. Keeping missing them. And it's, oh my gosh, how could they do this
you.
To us?
We were late. For a lot of reasons, none of them the fault of our own.
None.
Absolutely.
When Todd, we finally called Todd.
Absolutely.
And I think we woke him up. And
how dare you?
I know. And he said, well, you got to take the exit for 44th.
Uh-huh.
Is it street or 44th?
Highway 44.
Yep. And I told Jim, I said, I think I saw that. That's coming up. And then I realized, no, the 44 I saw was where it said Milwaukee, 44 miles.
Oh, no.
But it's weird. And we love your city, and we've been here many times.
But it's
times,
hard to get to.
But it's hard to see the. You guys need to spend a little.
Is
I know you spend a lot of time.
Light it
on,
up.
Light it up, man.
Light
okay.
it up.
Put
okay.
on the lights.
I'll talk to the city manager.
You do that.
Yeah.
You tell Mark that, hey, look, we got
know.
A great city. We got
the
a great museum.
Him.
I do. So
I
we.
Do, I do too.
We
can we get him on
him.
The phone?
No, let's not do that.
Okay.
Hey, you. I read about what you. What you've got going
Kate
on.
Kate Stell.
Yes.
And you're the director at the museum, the Oshkosh Public Museum. I know you said I can't call you the director. What are you officially?
I'm the marketing and advancement coordinator.
For now.
Okay.
For now. Okay. We'll give you that. This event you have coming on is, I'm glad you're here to explain it.
Thank you.
Did you read
I'm
this?
Happy to be here.
Yeah, I read this a couple times. This is very, very cool. Tell us about it.
And we're both big fans of museums.
Good.
Yeah, and, we talk about that all the time.
Good.
The
yes.
seances and stuff, that's more Todd's department, but we love museums. And you're doing both.
Got it. Well, there's not an actual seance. You know, it's a family-friendly event. So it's Day of the Dead at the museum. This is our third year doing it. So we have family crafts, activities. The museum is free all day. And we have performances. So we have traditional Mexican ballet folklorico and mariachi music and dance on the grounds of the museum. We really pack a lot into that corner on Algoma. You probably missed it if you didn't.
Yeah, we didn't know.
The whole city.
Is it by the Lion's Den? Because we did see the sign for that.
No.
Okay, never mind. We're just
for checking.
I actually told Jim. Okay,
definitely not.
Since we're driving, and people have tuned in right from the beginning, yeah. they've heard this before. No. But I actually told Jim, I can't see a single landmark.
Oh, my God.
I didn't find any landmarks.
Yeah, well, Todd used to go to school there. So.
Yeah. Did he? Do you know his old school became a porno shop?
I didn't. I would not know I'm not aware.
That's what you got to get in the museum. So.
And he claims he used to go there a time just to see his old desk.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's the same.
It was
I'm
in
sure.
this dark room. He had to bring a lot of quarters. Hey, what do you...
His gym called it the people.
Anyway, this day, but you bring pictures. You do honor the Day of the Dead. I mean, that's a national thing. International. Honestly.
Yeah, so we host a community ofrenda, a community altar at the museum every year as part of this. So folks submit a photo of a lost loved one or a pet, and we have them up. Our exhibit tech built us this beautiful altar, and it really, people really like to come and see it.
Do they attempt to communicate with them, or is that just, did I read too much into that? It's really more to honor them?
It's really more to honor them. The concept of the holiday is that at this time of the year, around these days, if we put up photos and remember our loved ones, our departed loved ones, they will come back and visit us. And so that's why we're celebrating, right? That's why it's a happy event. That's why it's a celebratory event, because they have an opportunity to come and be with
the
us
background
again.
Of this, it's either Italian or Hispanic, isn't it?
It's Mexican. Latin American.
And so we go from Halloween to, All Saints Day, which is a Holy Day of Obligation,
right. Mm-hmm.
And then All Souls Day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a 3-day, and you're right. It
exactly.
really is to honor.
Yes.
I just didn't know if, don't you think some people take it a little further and try to do the connection?
I don't know, maybe.
I mean, listen,
I don't know if they're doing it at the museum.
We could all grab hands right now and see who we can bring up.
Hey, we should
Houdini.
Do it.
I need a cup of coffee for this.
Houdini.
We're talking about that yesterday with Gizmo.
Yeah.
Where there is a word when they try to do the seances.
Yeah, this is my word. It's called your dead word or your death word. So if you come back and that word comes through a psychic or possibly some equipment for investigating, people will know it's you. And mine is pumpernickel, because it's a very underused
delicious
word.
Delicious bread.
Delicious bread, correct. But it's four syllables, so it's not like just one word.
Oh, like
love.
You mispronounced it kind of a thing.
Right. Well, just so that it stands out.
There's intention.
And there's intention.
Yes.
And when you say that is the deceased person telling you they're
okay.
That
was the word they gave you, right?
Yeah, it's
right.
Just to say, this is really me, because I'm giving you the word that we know together.
I don't want my kids to feel bad, so I'm giving them the word the.
Nobody will mess that up.
What was mine?
Dan's talking again.
I didn't have one.
I don't remember it now. Remember I said mine? Gizmo? I can't remember.
Yours could be English leather. Could be yours, right?
Brute. Maybe it was Brute.
Brute's kind of short, but maybe.
Yeah. But I want to get that lady on I was telling you about, who's a good friend of mine, and I didn't realize she 100% claims she talks to the dead.
Well, give me her information. We'll get her on.
Yeah.
Yep. There's people who charge a lot of money to do that.
Yeah, I know.
So
I know.
Okay. This event is free.
But yes. I got to ask you something else, switching just a little bit here. You say you don't like Halloween.
No, I love Halloween.
Oh, I thought you said because your dog goes crazy over.
Oh, she doesn't like the trick-or-treaters. That's Ruby.
So I was going to ask Jim about that.
Yeah, no, you okay.
He's going to give you some tips.
Well, I train my dog. Yes. We don't have any kids anymore. We still have kids, but they still don't know this anymore.
What? That'd be surprised to your kids.
Well, that one's dark.
Sorry, girls.
I didn't realize what we were talking about here with his
daughter's listening
at
the
dad.
In Nashville. What?
They do listen. Left quite a void in our lives, because we always had, even when we had married, kids right away. Anyway. So we spent a little bit of training on our dog, and that Halloween is a good training exercise.
It is. There's a lot of novelty. That. My youngest sister is a dog trainer.
Oh, okay. Oh,
well, she is. It's I just really love my dog. I don't have any kids, and I have my dog. Her name is Ruby. She would love to be here.
Okay.
Well, she's very noisy. She has a lot to say.
Kind of a dog.
She's a mini Australian Labradoodle, which sounds like a very extra kind of thing, but she has a funny origin story. We also have the same color hair.
But so Halloween, it's just all the different costumes and the repetitiveness. Too many people.
Oh, doorbells.
Right.
Yes.
So
my gosh.
He sits on the front porch, so he knows that, we But last year he did pretty well.
Oh, what's your dog's name?
I got a picture of Milton.
Milton?
Same as the hurricane we just had.
Which I got texts from people.
Morbid.
I was thinking of your dog today.
Oh, my God. So I was like,
anyway, so back to your event that's coming up. This free museum, family friendly.
Yes.
Tell me, when are you kicking this thing off?
Yeah, everything starts on site at 10 a.m. when the museum opens, and we're going to have stuff ongoing throughout the day. The performances on the grounds are 11 and then 1:30. The folks come from Milwaukee, so you know maybe they'll miss an exit or something, and we'll give them we'll give them an extra 15 minutes. It's so easy to do. Yep.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. We're very hard to find.
But you know, we've talked about this. Like, I would love to do a military museum, much like the Oshkosh one here.
Yeah.
I think that place is spectacular. Yes. I used to raise funds for them and
absolutely.
Everything, and I love just still going in there. I would love to work at a museum type of thing. And you guys have such fertile ground down here in Oshkosh, don't you? I mean, what, 133 years old or whatever? Or the
Grand was
the
141.
Grand is 100. Yeah.
We're 100 this year.
Okay.
And the Grand does beat us a little bit. So does the library. The library is celebrating 125 next year.
Wow.
And then obviously we have the Payne, we have EAA, but yeah, we were the first museum proper in Oshkosh.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you were the second largest city, so people came here.
Yes,
and that's how
exactly.
you can support those non-private entities, right?
Exactly.
Like a museum, like a theater.
Yes.
So this family thing, is there food there? I just have to ask, but it's a lot of Mexican lean to it, right? Is that what you said?
Yeah, so it originated in what is today Mexico. So it's Latin American, but it's really a syncretic blend of indigenous Mexican, you know, traditions, Hispanic, Catholic traditions, right. and now secular traditions, of course, you know, you know how these things
go. Is that when they wear masks and everything too?
Yeah, the Calavera skull style face painting is traditional. So we'll have face painting at the museum as well for free. So you can come get your face painted.
So it's both creepy and cool.
I think it's cool. I don't, okay.
Skull.
She wants to scare the kids away. So.
It's friendly. It's friendly. Yes. Yeah. Not
Tell
spooky.
Me a little bit more about that altar for you got a kid, you lost, grandma's gone.
Mm-hmm.
The dog died. I mean, how can they honor that?
Well, they can, you know, they can submit their photo when we display all of them. And the idea is that with the photo on the ofrenda, as well as the different elements that are symbolic, you know, the candles, the marigolds, all of the different sensory elements, the candles light the way, the marigolds have a strong scent. So the deceased can, the vibrant colors in that, scent helps guide them back. On a traditional ofrenda, you have that person's favorite food. We're a museum, so we have fake food. We can't have real food. But just to entice them, right? Remind
that's
pretty
cool.
them. Yeah.
And maybe like,
cool. that is cool.
Like if you have a mother or a grandmother that had jewelry, you might
exactly.
put that out.
Ah,
that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yep. We thrift it. So the first year
I shouldn't have used the word creepy.
Well,
I mean, it's, you know,
yeah,
just, yeah.
I know what you mean though.
Where's grandma's Rolex?
Wow.
Okay. Now that's creepy.
Don't bring that to the museum. Bring it to the museum.
It's more pictures and some jewelry. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, one last quick thing, but we're going to keep you on for another segment. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. One of the things I want to talk to you about is, do you take input from people at times about what theme they would love to see sometime or different things like that? Or do you guys just pretty much at the beginning of the year say we're doing this, 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 and this?
Well, a little bit of both, I would say. We're always taking feedback, so.
Okay,
got an idea?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I guess
he's got an idea.
Well, I can't do military down here, though. I mean, they got the coolest military museum.
And they got sharks. So, all right, we'll figure something out.
We got to set our quick break. Kate Stell from the Oshkosh Museum joining us back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year.
But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Every day, Cintas service reps help businesses get ready for the workday. They provide freshly laundered workwear delivered every week. Mats, mops, restroom and cleaning supplies. First aid and safety products to help your employees stay safe. They even test and inspect fire extinguishers and emergency lights. Cintas helps keep your business running smoothly. See what Cintas can do for you. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor coming your way from WISS in downtown Oshkosh and WGBW. Of course, in Green Bay, and of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. You know, we're talking with Kate Sell here from the Oshkosh Public Museum, and we were talking about this part of town, and years ago, when I used to come to Oshkosh to cover different events, would, you know, go out afterwards and you do your story and have a beverage to cool the pipes. And this part of town, some of those bars, I was just telling you guys a story or whatever, they were a little on the rough side. Mm. But now this area seems really, really cool.
Well, don't forget, this building was a speakeasy back in the
That's
day.
That's right.
We had it was down in the basement of this building. That. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You got to get Lee right. I can never say his last
That's
name.
That's who we have on.
Oshkosh Beer.
Yep. And he's the one that told us that. He's the one that actually told us that information.
Totally.
Yeah. But we've just, Jim and I have been so impressed with being with WISS here. You know, we get more ingrained with Oshkosh and everything, but we're just so impressed with the beer history, how people haven't let that just fade away. That's still very, very prominent. And the different things you have here that you guys have made sure continue to be part of the fabric of this area.
Yeah, and to do something new with the arena, but then to revitalize the surrounding neighborhood that's just cool space.
Absolutely.
And bigger cities do that. We need to learn to do that more often instead of just raising everything. And I think you're doing a great job here. And I'm sure,
Thanks. You
know, you must love that because people, when they come to a city, a regular stop is the museum.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, celebrating and making sure folks know the heritage and the history of this region is what the museum does. Yeah. So
this event that kicks off Saturday.
Yes.
And what's the name of it again?
Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos. Well,
I knew it was Day of the Dead. I was trying to, the way you, when you sent it to us, you used all that, those fancy words.
Oh, Dia de los Muertos celebration?
Yeah.
Say that again.
Yeah.
Dia de los Muertos celebration.
Okay, no Muerta. That's the only one I know.
No, Day of the Dead. And if people want to submit things for that altar that you've built to honor those who have died, and it could be a pet as well. Or...
Yes, I have a pet on there. Yes.
Okay. Drop it off. Website. How do we do that?
Head to the museum's website, OshkoshMuseum.org. Rather than take a physical photograph, we don't want to, you know, keep anybody's last copy or anything. We'll reprint a photo, right? Submit a digital copy, and we put them up right until the morning of the event. We'll keep putting them out. I bought some more frames. You know, we'll keep putting them on. So.
There's some movie I can see some that was based on this, like something. It wasn't all about this, but some event happened during this. Do you know which one that is? Because I can see this in the movie. That's where I asked about the skulls and the painting faces
Coco?
And the mask. I don't
Disney?
Know what that.
Coco?
No. It was more of a whatever. But wouldn't worry. I didn't know if you knew what it was.
I never know movie references. I don't really watch.
You know what's weird? You know what's weird?
There is a movie from 1985 called Day of the Dead.
Okay.
Oh, that's it then. That was
probably it.
That was it. That's the one. But you know what I found at my
military personnel sheltering and bunkers and stuff like that?
Yeah.
In Florida? Was that part of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I found my grandpa's picture that they used to put on tombstones. Did you guys ever see those where they'd have the picture of the guy embedded in it? Nobody does that anymore, right?
I don't know. I'll have to call my colleague at the Riverside Cemetery. Her name is Donna.
You can still put.
I think
can
you could.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They can engrave that, right? Engrave it.
How about the ones where you go and you push the button and it's the video?
Yeah, I've seen those too.
That's weird.
I'm dead.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you for visiting me.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever wonder that if you put like a phrase on your tombstone?
Well, I have. Well, now you can. They're going to put QR codes on, and you can scan the QR code, and then it'll have all your information: married to, loved, radio.
Oh, okay.
Overshot Oshkosh by two cities.
Right. Two cities.
I feel like somebody's going to monetize that, like obituary sales. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's a big good business. Point. Good point. Yeah. One more question. Like I said, you've got the dream job for me because I'd love to run a museum. What are the best parts of your job and the worst parts of your job?
Well, the best part of my job is that I get to work in a really cool historic building.
Yeah.
And I get to work on events like this that really matter to people. You know, our area didn't have an event like this before the museum started doing it, where it was a public celebration. The worst part of my job...
Radio show?
No. Getting up really early.
Two guys
that are all over the place. I didn't even know what they were talking about.
Sit down with two guys who are clueless on what I do.
No. I don't know. I feel like the worst part of my job is I can't have plants in my office because it's a museum.
Why can't you have plants in your office?
Integrated pest management. You know, it's a bug.
I've never heard of this.
Me either.
That's what I mean. You know, there's these things.
I thought they were
supposed
to be healthy for the oxygen or something.
Well, they are, but they, you know, you have
whose decisions? That county board or city council?
Oh, we'll talk to somebody. When's the meeting? We'll both show up.
Get us on the agenda.
We might be late, though.
Yeah.
Kate wants a plant, all right?
If it's dark and rainy, wait for us.
Yeah, then we'll come the next day.
Oh, one other thing you talked about, though, during the break that I feel bad about now. You never went trick-or-treating.
I didn't. Well, growing up, we grew up in the country, and so we threw Halloween parties. I guess we would go into town sometimes, you always have to.
You didn't go trick or treating? I feel bad for you.
That's what I said.
My parents threw me a big party. I was really good at bobbing for apples.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you have a costume?
Absolutely.
I was just going to ask if you're popular in school for that, but I didn't want to go there. So.
I don't know. Todd.
The answer is no.
Okay. But you grew up where? Green Lake area?
Yeah, Green Lake area. Yep.
It's an awesome place to be from.
Yeah, it's a nice area. I like it.
It's certainly beautiful.
Yeah.
You're putting money into that too.
Yeah, definitely. The Heidel House, I know. I worked at the Heidel House one summer.
We used to go there when we were kids. Yeah.
I was a banquet server at weddings and I dropped an entire tray of 12 kids' meals all
nice
over me.
That could have been our table. Oh. I had 10 brothers and sisters.
Oh yeah, that's true.
It was awful. The chicken tenders were like falling on me. And, yeah. You know.
Wow.
Do you know a guy by the name of Jason Mansmith?
He used to
kind of run the Convention and Visitors Bureau there in Ripon, but he's a radio guy. He comes on with the Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Great guy. Yeah.
Well, thanks for what you're doing to really educate people plus entertain them. I mean, it's a combination.
Definitely. Yeah. It's a fun time, and you can really learn a lot at the event, but also just, you know, make crafts, have fun, listen
and
to
educational.
Music. Yes.
I mean, so traditional and educational.
And people who... Be it your public museum, people can always donate to help you along the way, right?
Yes. Yep, absolutely. OshkoshMuseum.org, we have really affordable membership options. A family membership is only $65. And we have lots of other opportunities as well. You talk to me.
One more last quick thing before you go.
Yeah.
It's National Knock Knock Day. Todd says you have to give us a joke.
Oh, I really don't have one.
Nothing
have
at all?
I really nothing? Don't. No. I'm a good... I'm. Mm-hmm.
She's great at bobbing for apples, but not at
Oh, no.
Joining us
Imagine that. A museum director that doesn't have a joke.
Yeah. Wow. Real nice.
I don't want to stereotype you. No, I think this is great what you're doing. And you talk about that family membership... Great for a grandparent to get to their family.
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Another reason
Oshkosh is very cool.
Thank you.
You betcha. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Katrina Bauer appeared in Manitowoc County Court Wednesday and entered a not guilty plea to charges of chronic child neglect resulting in death and obstructing an officer in connection to the death of her 3-year-old son, Elijah Vu. During the hearing, Bauer's attorney asked if she could regain contact with her daughter. The judge granted the request, but only if it's in compliance with the Children in Need of Protection order. Bauer's boyfriend, Jesse Vang, is charged with child abuse resulting in death, hiding a corpse, and obstructing an officer. The toddler was reported missing February 20th after Bauer sent him to live with Vang for disciplinary reasons. Vang has a preliminary hearing scheduled for November 6th. The Green Bay Area Public School District approved its 2025 budget this week. The mill rate for taxpayers will depend upon whether voters approve the $183 million referendum. Regardless, the mill rate will go down this year. Chief Financial Officer Angie Robley.
This is a great opportunity for the district to be able to go out to referendum for $183 million and yet see that mill rate drop 61 cents. It's a great opportunity for the district to do good things.
Voters will decide the referendum Tuesday. People who want to harvest sturgeon from Lake Winnebago this winter need to buy their license today if they haven't already. The Wisconsin DNR says today is the deadline for residents and non-residents to purchase one of the unlimited licenses available through the Go Wild system or any license sale location. The 2025 sturgeon spearing season opens February 8th and will run for 16 days or until the harvest caps are met. Visit the DNR's sturgeon spearing webpage. For information on these and other stories, check out our website at wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Most people who cause a nuclear meltdown while working at a nuclear power plant would likely lose their job, not Homer Simpson. In last Sunday night's episode, it was revealed that despite his gross incompetence, Homer was never fired because his father Abe was a PI. The episode revealed that Abe's partner was taken out by Mr. Burns, who assured Abe that his son Homer would always have a job if Abe didn't snitch. I guess I should have spoiler alerted that. If you haven't watched The Simpsons, you've got 36 seasons to catch up on. The show airs Sunday nights on Fox. Bruce Springsteen is on record as refuting the Forbes info that says he is worth over $1 billion. The boss says he is not a billionaire, and it's because he spent money on superfluous things throughout his life and does not penny pinch. He also says he is a good boss and pays his chums in the E Street Band handsomely. Springsteen says it was never about the money, but always about making great music. He's done well on both fronts. One of these days, maybe he'll have Taylor Swift money. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have you
ever? Reserve your tickets today for Blues, Brews, and Barbecue. Go to fishonmarinette.com to learn more.
It is going to be windy with scattered showers and thundershowers today. Temperatures will be falling through the day as well. We'll drop into the mid-40s by late this afternoon. A few sprinkles, still breezy for the little ghosts and goblins. Temperatures in the low 40s for trick-or-treat time. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Jane Benson is running for state assembly to protect reproductive freedom. She trusts women to decide when, if, and how to have children. She knows these are personal decisions, not meant for politicians. If complications come, the further away from help, the greater the risk. Healthcare professionals must be able to do what is best for their patients without fear of prosecution. Vote Benson for State Assembly District 4.
I'm Jane Benson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Friends of Jane Benson.
Get your tickets today for the premier fall event, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues in Marinette, Wisconsin. Featuring 6 elite barbecue chefs, award-winning craft beer, and 2 iconic blues musicians. Kicking off the night, Hall of Fame inductee Joe Moss. Following Joe Taranzo Cannon. Playing tunes from his current number one album, Shut Up and Play. November 2nd at the Community Rec, Blues, Brews, and Barbecues. Go to fishonmarinette.com and click on the pig for more information.
Supported by Travel Wisconsin.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'm joined by special guest host Tom Paulsiewicz. We talk with John Burke, the president of Trek Bikes, an independent, about who he's voting for this November 5th.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way from the studios in Oshkosh at 98.3 FM. WISS, which is a great place to be. And, of course, 97.9 FM, WGBW, and the Civic Media app worldwide. We've had some phenomenal guests today. Thanks to Amanda and Todd, and none to Jim and myself, just being honest. Caitlin McWilliams, Discover Oshkosh. We have so much fun with you people. It's incredible.
Well, Oshkosh is a fun place.
And where did Pat run off to now?
He's doing another gig.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, Jim, how does that make you feel?
Right.
His hometown. We come to him. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, he was Mr. Host last time we were here.
I heard. That was awesome. I wasn't here, but I saw all the pictures. You guys went to Artie and Ed's.
Yeah,
walked downtown.
It was great. Everywhere. He was a great, great host.
That's
for
your awesome.
Community. And
great spokesperson.
He is, but I think Oshkosh people in general are pretty proud of their community.
Yes,
I mean, you
absolutely.
Guys like to sing your praises, and you have a lot to sing about.
We got a lot going on.
You do. It's a very cool city. And besides all the events you have going on, you do so many of that. You know, everybody knows EAA, but there's so many other things. You also have good infrastructure here. Like,
yeah.
We like your wide sidewalks. You know, we think that's cool.
You notice, we're walking
it.
Downtown.
Don't you? Right? I mean, you got to admit, that is cool.
I love these sidewalks. Look at how wide they are. Look at how clean they are.
Right.
I love, and they're
that's
all
awesome.
Level. They're all level. I love
right.
these sidewalks.
Yeah, you didn't have any... You know,
upheaval
yes,
where they
yes.
don't line up.
That's amazing.
Whoever did that, or whoever is in charge of that, the DPW, shout out to him or her.
That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, I even look at little things now that I'm in tourism, like the banners downtown.
Yeah.
So when I go to different cities, I'm like, they're not as great as Oshkosh.
I believe it. You know, I like one of my favorite parts when we're in that back alley. But you could go into those different places.
The Art Alley?
Algoma Art Alley with the murals.
Yes. And there's cities who have taken advantage of that. String lighting and have some very cool space.
We just got some string lighting in there.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Musical
Brand
artists
new.
Have performed out there
was
and done
recommend.
Shows.
He did. Jim actually said that to Pat. You know what you should have here? String lighting. String up some lights here. Pat goes, that's not a bad idea.
When you look at stuff for years and years, like you're young, but you know, the more you travel, the more you're going to learn things and want to bring it back to your community.
Yeah.
I was with my brother and we went to Salt Lake City and we're driving around. I said, oh, this place needs this and that. And he's like, I've been coming here for years and I've never thought about that. But I think once you do, he goes, you know, that is a pretty cool idea. Like those alleys, to fix up an alley is like the bomb.
It's, yeah.
Because the infrastructure is
so cool
there
beautiful.
And it's different space. It's not concrete.
Yes.
And you're taking a space that normally you'd be like, well, this is kind of a scary
seedy
alley to go behind that dumpster.
Yeah. You guys have done a good job here with that.
Turned into this welcoming, warm, creative, artistic place.
And Johnny was talking about how you've held on to a lot of history here, too, which is important.
Yeah,
you know,
I agree.
From your breweries to obviously
museums
the Grand.
The Grand,
So what else is going on here?
Well, we got a lot happening. It's Halloween today.
Yes,
Happy
it is.
Halloween.
Thank you.
So Oshkosh,
thanks for the candy bars.
Yeah.
Those are delicious.
These are melty bars, Oaks.
Yes. So Oaks Candy Store is in Oshkosh.
Wow.
And it's like an old-fashioned candy store.
You guys might have to check it out.
That is the real deal.
Yes. But they have melty bars. Those are popular. They have like caramel apples, candy canes during the holidays. So,
okay, let me just say something. Candy apples are only good if the apple underneath it is good.
Yeah. I agree.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you get one of those green and it's like, I got through this wonderful card, but now I got to eat this. You know what I mean?
It's like lick the caramel around.
Yes. I mean, we all agreed. This is, I don't think we've ever all agreed on one topic for, but I think we're all in total agreement with that. Amanda? Yes. Todd? Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
You don't want a rotten apple.
No. But you know what I mean? It's like, so
if it's soft or something, you want a good crispy apple that offsets the sweetness and sour.
I could tell you guys a funny story about what I've bit into that I thought was a caramel apple around Halloween. My friend wrapped a raw onion in caramel, and I bit into it, and it was...
Your ex-friend did that thing?
Not my friend anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, so
that is kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean, Halloween prank if anyone's looking for something to
I would do
today.
That.
Were you good at bobbing for apples? Because Kate, that we just had, such as the world champ at the Halloween parties.
I've never done that.
People really don't do that. I mean, they do that more in the books.
I remember I was at a party one time where that was the thing. You couldn't do it. It's almost like impossible to do.
I've never tried, but
because when you put your mouth in, it goes below the water.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's not like they're sunk. You don't really bob. The apples are on the surface.
Yes.
So,
you don't have to dunk your whole head in there.
That's what I mean. That's hard.
That's definitely a movie thing. I feel like people don't really... do that.
Well, she's from Greenlee.
Right.
I like Green Lake.
A little sheltered.
Yes, yes.
That's Jim's getaway place is Green Lake.
It's an awesome place.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And they got a lot of cool stuff in Green Lake.
Yeah,
and
they do.
What I like about Green Lake, like Oshkosh, they reinvest in Green Lake.
Yes.
And like you do in Oshkosh.
Yep.
And sometimes people let things slide and then let's not do it, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas you never, you know, do that here. You keep putting money into it. So what else? So Halloween, we like chocolate. We've had a couple.
This has a great richness to it.
It does. This is, and it's heavy. This is,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's like a good size candy bar.
This is a,
I love those. Yeah, between Oaks and Hughes, those are the two big chocolate things in Oshkosh.
All right, thank you.
Yes, so trick-or-treating tonight is 5 to 7 in Oshkosh. So I'm hoping the weather clears up. I don't want the kids to be.
Is it supposed to, Todd? Do you know?
I don't know.
I think later this afternoon it's supposed to end.
Well, I hope so.
I know.
Two hours. That's okay.
You can get a lot of candy in that amount of time.
Yeah,
I always would go down Washington Street when I was a kid. It's like one of the historic streets just around here, actually. And they would hand out full-size sodas, caramel apples, full-size candy bars. And once the residents were out, they were out. So it was like you had to get there right at five.
Wow,
that's a cool. Hot tip.
What do you hand out?
Well, I live in an apartment and no kids. It's sad. Mm. Otherwise, I would.
I even asked somebody yesterday in the apartment I'm staying at, and I said, hey, do they open the doors, let kids trigger? They said, no. Too much security. We don't let anybody in.
Yeah.
It is kind of sad. I understand it.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you let your kid
go through an apartment building? No.
Well, no. But if it was
not decorated, they don't have the mummy hanging upside down.
Where I am is right upstairs where our studio is.
That's a
so it's
cooler.
Not, it's, yeah. you know, whatever. Yeah. But I just think as far as for safety reason, I think it'd be cool, fun for the kids going up the elevator and going, you know, from one door to the next. I think if somebody organized it right, that'd be a pretty cool thing.
Yeah,
for the
that
kids.
Would be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe like a bigger apartment complex.
Yes.
Ours is maybe like 20 units. So.
Yeah, Jim's like,
small. No, you got to go house to house, up the stairs, roll through the leaves.
It's a tradition.
I mean, it's just, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So.
Yeah.
He just made it sound like it's a trek to Antarctica or something. To go to an apartment.
It's
a trick or treat.
I don't go anymore.
Talk about the grumpy old man.
Right? Come on. Sit on the porch.
So I'm sure that Kate talked about the Dia de los Muertos celebration at the museum, but she also may have mentioned that the museum is sponsoring Coco the movie at the local Time Community Theater.
No,
she did not.
So they've done it for a few years now. There's two showings, which is really cool. So Coco is a cute little movie. It talks about the Day of the Dead traditions. So they have it playing on Friday, November 1st. So tomorrow at 7 p.m. in English. And then Saturday they have it in Spanish.
What is it, Coco the movie?
I've seen it once. It's an animated movie.
Okay.
I don't know if it's a Disney movie or what, but it talks about the Day of the Dead celebration.
Got it. Oh, so it's all
I'm getting
tied
thumbs
in.
Up.
Got
yes.
It. Okay. If Amanda gives you a thumbs up, you're doing great because she doesn't give a lot of them.
Yeah. Well, I got two, so.
Wow.
So, yeah, it just educates about the Day of the Dead traditions, and it's cool. So they have it in English and then Spanish language.
Nice. Hey, you know, I was talking about bringing my granddaughters here for the, what's the dog thing?
Dog thing.
At the Grand.
Yeah. Mutt's gone nuts.
Mutt's gone nuts. Yeah. Yes, okay. Yes.
And I was talking about, you know, staying here, we'd spend the night someplace.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of great Airbnbs in downtown Oshkosh.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So obviously you could stay at the Oshkosh Waterfront Hotel. That will be a Marriott soon.
Yeah.
But there are a ton of just like remodeled, renovated Airbnbs all throughout downtown.
That's cool. Because there's some great old houses here.
Yes, yeah.
But I got to ask this, and Jim, I'll ask it before Jim does. Jim, what questions do you want to ask her about the draft?
Oh, yeah. Are you guys, your community leaning into renting out homes for the draft?
Yeah, I think so.
There's a guy that we're working with, and there's agencies that do that.
Yep.
I wouldn't
Simple
do it by
life
myself.
Hospitality.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simple, but to do it by yourself, there's a lot of moving parts to that. And
yes.
I think your city council is probably taking a bigger interest now because of the draft.
Yes.
And our county took a bigger interest. The only thing, the interest they had was in raising the inspection rate.
Sure.
But whatever.
Yeah.
He can't say two sentences somehow.
How did I tell you she was
at that end?
She was at my house for 9 minutes, and I timed it nine.
Oh
and
my
half
gosh.
Of it was talking, looking at my dog. $200.
So 4 minutes telling you what. Oh my goodness.
But this would be a great place for somebody.
Oh, yeah, I mean, close great. Enough.
Yeah.
Well, it's what, an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes? We got lost coming here.
Okay. Can you hear us?
You're only 44 minutes from the Milwaukee airport.
I would say roughly an hour.
It is. Not
if
even,
you don't get lost.
Not even an hour.
Yeah.
It's not even an hour.
Yeah.
And we were driving. We were an hour and a half into our trip, and we're like, did we pass this
definitely
place?
Did Oshkosh move?
Did you go to Fond du Lac?
We passed that.
We went through
Fond du Lac.
That's when we knew we were heading back. On the way back, when we turned around, that's when we knew we'd really screwed up, when we said, Fond du Lac, 5 miles.
Oh, no. You guys definitely passed
yeah,
it.
We did. Yeah. So anyway, if you're
but
close
Todd
enough to
gave
Green
us the wrong address.
Yes,
oh,
that's
no,
what it was.
Todd gave us totally the wrong address.
We would have been here early. We actually would have been here an hour earlier. That's yeah. how long our
yeah.
We were talking about
your detour.
Not, yeah, yeah.
Took a detour. You're just traveling.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Traveling Wisconsin.
Yeah. You're. I don't know how are you funding through the businesses here, because you guys have a lot going on. You, Pat, how big is your organization?
And yeah.
It's called Discover Oshkosh.
Yes. Yeah, so Discover Oshkosh. So we're the Oshkosh Convention and Visitors Bureau. We have 4 full-time staff members, and we also in our office the downtown bid is housed there. So they have 2 full-time staff members
right.
now. So office of 6. So our goals are to promote events, businesses, honestly, all things Oshkosh.
That's great.
Okay, yeah,
that's
which very, is awesome. Cool. So
and you guys have, I still can't believe how many people that one weekend, I think you went, wasn't it Beer Fest and the volleyball tournament?
It was something.
Yeah,
it was something.
Yeah, you overlapped
in
a
July,
couple
maybe.
Big ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
it's
it was
always,
mind-boggling. They said how many people were in Oshkosh
it's
that weekend.
Crazy. Yeah. And not even during AirVenture, like a
right,
separate
that's what
weekend
I mean. Yeah.
in July. It's
and we're
nuts.
Pleased to read about your outlet mall being purchased.
Yes,
I mean,
yeah.
That's been on
it's exciting
the
to
ropes
see what will happen.
And
yeah.
Woodman's is a great, great company.
Yes.
They have money, so yep. I think they're going to be putting money into that. Plus, there's plenty of room there to put a Woodman's as well.
Yes, we'll so, see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do, but that's,
we,
that was the good...
We blew past the Oshkosh Outlet Mall at 85 and didn't see it.
You're like, Oshkosh didn't see it.
No. We,
so when we're us? Coming back, we're like, oh, they finally turned the lights on.
Yeah, were you driving in the dark? Or
yeah.
This morning.
Okay.
Oshkosh, I will say this. Dark. Oshkosh is one of the darkest geographic areas in the state to come to. It is.
We just thought a few more lights. I don't know where your lights are being used.
The exits need to be lit up more.
Between 20th Avenue and Highway 44, that's all lit up. It's all the stores.
There's quite a bit of exits in Oshkosh. Well, why
the electricity was out. Somebody had a power line.
I think you had a power outage today.
We saw a garbage truck knocked over a utility pole.
We'll go with that.
An emergency personnel out there like you can't believe. Canine dogs.
And I've been here a bunch of times. I couldn't believe it. We were past Fond du Lac. Anyway, we love your city. And I just, your restaurant. What's the little grocery store we like?
Wagner Market.
The Market.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That coffee shop we went to?
Elsewhere.
Yeah, elsewhere. Yeah.
I know where you guys are going.
It is. It's just great.
You know what else? Even the hardware store we went through, that was like 1960s
Kits
hardware
and file.
Store.
Kits and file.
That's Pat's favorite place.
Yeah, he was giving the tour.
Oh, the Pat tour.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just great. And now with this, basketball is going to be kicking off sooner than later. When is that?
Yeah, so the Wisconsin Herd basketball team, so they're the G League of the Milwaukee Bucks, and we're lucky to have them here in Oshkosh.
Yep.
So they play at the Oshkosh Arena, and their season tips off here. Their first home game is Friday, November 15th.
Well, that's coming up.
So coming up. Yeah. A few weekends,
Because my boy Teddy Stefaniak can't do the high school football game that night. He'll be doing the Herd game.
That's awesome.
There you go.
So November to March is their season.
And what a fun, affordable place to go.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
I think tickets start at like $8. Yeah. So if you have a family of 4, just about $40 to
take
your family out.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Great concession stand. I like that little, the balcony up above. And everything.
The lounge
upstairs. The lounge.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's great.
Awesome.
Come on down, folks, and see future Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
You never know who's going to be there.
No.
Giannis has been there
a bunch.
Chris Middleton.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, you
John
never
Mino.
Yes, well, yes.
Crickets.
Oh, we're going to a break.
Okay. Caitlin McWilliams, you want to stick around for a few more minutes?
Why not?
All right. We'll be back. Coming your way live from WISS in downtown Oshkosh. Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Real quick, raise your hand if you want to lose an additional 4 bands a year. Go ahead and put your hands up. Put your hands up. You voted for Kamala Harris. Oh, okay. My fault. Good, because I don't think people understand that voting for Trump means you will lose an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. If Trump is elected, he plans to add a 60% tariff on all imports from China. Anything in your house that says made in China, take the price that you paid for and add 60%. He plans to add a 20% tariff on all imports coming from every other country. With Kamala Harris's opportunity economy, she's not hitting you with the sales tax of doom. She's providing tax cuts to the middle and working class, so that means you will save an additional $4,000 to $5,000 a year. Plus the $25,000 she's literally handing to new homebuyers, like, you know who to vote for in this November's election. It's Kamala Harris. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FFPAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Mine on the Mayor coming away from downtown Oshkosh on a rainy morning. But you think it might get better for trick-or-treating?
I'll check it out. I'll see what the forecast says.
Sure hope so. Again, this goes back to harken back to my days in the UP where it'd be like this and then it'd be like 34 degrees. Then you'd have to wear your winter coat and you'd tear out the back shoulder part of your dime store costume. Yeah.
So right now I'm watching the radar. It's going to dry up here in a little bit, a couple of hours, maybe a few sprinkles early afternoon. And then it should be clear for all the trick-or-treaters in northeast Wisconsin.
Fantastic.
Love it.
And I know we don't have to say this, but say it anyway. Please drive slow and as cautious and with your head on a swivel as much as humanly possible today.
Really slow through the residential.
Really slow. Really slow. Please. Because
kids are excited. Remember that when you were a kid?
Oh, God.
People are excited. They want to run across the street to get more candy. Yep. And they're not looking for you, I'll tell you that.
Yep, no question about it. Well, Caitlin, what else is going on in your world?
Well, we have the herd coming up, like I mentioned before. And we also have Nutcracker in the Castle returning to the Paint Art Center and Gardens.
Jim was talking about that. That's quite the thing to put people in the spirit, huh?
Yeah. So it's the historic paint is decorated in Nutcracker story themed. So each room is a different chapter of the Nutcracker.
Oh, right.
Which is awesome. So they have 70, I think over 70 decorated trees, huge neat. Nutcrackers. They have little mice that you can find throughout each setting. It's just a really cool holiday tradition to go to.
Can you just share a little bit about that particular building? Because it's got a big history here, too.
Yeah, so the paint is actually kitty corner from the Oshkosh Public Museum, which is cool. So you can walk to both. Pat actually did a video on both museums that you can go watch on our website. But basically, the paint is a historic museum. It was supposed to be a mansion for a family called the Paines. They were part of the lumber industry here. The husband had passed away, and the wife donated it to the city to be a museum.
Cool.
So I can't remember which era
the kids are like, what?
But it's beautiful. And they have tons of acres of gardens to walk through.
Oh, man, the gardens in springtime are amazing. Beautiful. And again, you've got two of these mansions right across the street from one another that have been turned into museums.
Yeah. Wow. So the Sawyer home and then the Payne Museum. Yeah. Which is awesome.
Hey, Jim, what do those places have in common with you and your family?
made their millions in the lumber. Made their millions good. In I'll lumber.
The Hearst castle is like, right? I mean,
yes.
To take those things, the gardens, it's amazing what they have these beautiful homes, but boy, did they put money into their gardens.
Yeah, the landscaping
it's
is crazy.
It's unbelievable.
And I also think they probably had a music room that they shut off at Christmas time for Santa Claus.
Santa's workshop.
That's right.
Santa's workshop. Did you have that growing up? Did your mom take one room and make it Santa's workshop?
No.
No?
Yeah. Jim did. Jim's mom.
Where did you grow up, Caitlin?
I grew up in Oshkosh.
Oh, okay.
Yep, over awesome. By Lake Winnebago.
I think a lot of
Menominee Park.
Did you ever work at the drive-in?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Pat I took wish. Us there. I'd have roller skating roller, down right. if I worked there.
Yeah.
They are speedy and fast. Yeah, oh, my goodness.
Okay, today is also National Knock Knock Joke Day.
Yes.
So we're grading people not only on the quality of the joke, but on their delivery.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm pulling one out of the Pat archive.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't know if you've heard it, but we did a Menominee Park video. So he did kayaking, pickleball, and picnicking. With Pat.
Two of those three things we're planning on doing, right, Jim?
Yeah, picnicking. What was the other one?
Pickleball.
Okay, so the joke that Pat didn't end up doing in the video, but wrote down.
Here we go.
What can you serve but not eat?
Well, it's supposed to be a knock-knock
okay,
joke.
Dang it.
Something that.
Hey, thanks, Pat. Nice work, buddy. Way to leave that with her and then leave town.
Okay, so let's start over. Knock-knock, what can you serve and not eat?
I don't know what.
A pickleball.
Oh!
See, that kind of works.
I kind of teed it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Caitlin McWilliams, Discover Oshkosh. She'll be here all week.
Oh, yeah.
What high school did you go to?
Oshkosh North.
There you go.
UWL.
Spartans.
Yep.
Nice.
Spartan and then a Titan.
That's nice that they got someone as talented as you to stay here. Not only stay here, but why did you stay?
Why did you stay in Oshkosh?
Well, I know the area. I've been here all of 27 years of my life. So being in tourism at the CVB, I basically talk about, you know, the restaurants that I used to go to, new ones that I go to now.
So straight from the heart.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, places that we went on field trips in school, the museums, the parks. And yeah, so it's awesome.
But you didn't know it like you know it now.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? That's what's cool about like we did this thing, passport, be a tourist in your own town.
Yeah.
I think some people... They go, but they don't really understand how deep the roots are, the history is of this, or how unique this restaurant is. So that's cool you stayed here. The city's lucky to have you here.
Yeah, it's super fun. I feel like there's a lot of businesses that I've been into through work that I would not have ever been into before.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
can I ask? A little politics in the future, the city, you know everybody. You got the looks. You seem very pleasant. Is really mayor someday?
Absolutely not.
That is the
That's
correct answer.
That's a big role. That's a big role. I don't know if I can do that.
Did you try for a part in Public Enemy at all?
No.
No?
But I did see Johnny Depp. He touched my hand, and I'm pretty sure I didn't shower for like a week.
Really? That's cool.
It was awesome.
Tell us how you met him.
I think I was... That must have been when I was in elementary school. And I remember my aunt brought us downtown, and he had just got done filming something. So he came through, and I was like, you know, on my uncle's shoulders and like trying to reach out and see if he would
acknowledge
give me a little high five. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So I just remember it was such a big thing in school. Johnny Depp, Pirates of the Caribbean.
That's cool. Right. Caitlin, that's if these guys touch your hand, make sure and wash up afterward. Okay.
Right away.
And I will be washing.
We actually hand out hand sanitizer we have after spray. We touch somebody.
We have a spray right here.
Hey, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for what you're doing.
We love being down here in Oshkosh. We've had a phenomenal time this morning.
This is great.
Todd and Amanda, thank you guys for putting this all together.
You got it.
Great work. WISS. We're all with you.
I love Oshkosh.
All right. We got to go. We're out of time. Look at the time. Back in tomorrow morning in the real, well, not the real studios, the other studio. Sorry, Todd. Todd just built this one. Thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks for bearing with us. See ya.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the state of the race in Wisconsin? Ben Wickler will be here. J.R. Radcliffe to talk all things sports. We wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools.
Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.